Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Kimberly Mahoney?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Franmi, calling from RStaff Fiber and a recorded line for quality assurance. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So I'm calling on behalf to discuss the past due bill. It seems that we didn't get the payment due on the 5th of December.
Okay. It automatically comes out. I didn't see it try to come out.
Yeah, so I do see that you have a credit card on file, the one ending in 5339, but nothing came in that on the 5th. I don't know if
Okay.
you want to give
I have a question actually while you're
them a
on the
call.
phone, because I've been meaning to call. So when I switched to Archtop Fiber, I was told if I did the paperless billing and automatic payment setup that it would be $69.99 a month. And I
Yes.
noticed that every single bill is $79.99. So I'm paying an extra $10 a month, and I don't know why since I got it.
All right, let me take a look.
But I have the paperwork that says $69.99.
Yes. So I right
So
now I
I've been
do see
meaning. No, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Do you remember how you signed up for the service? Did you call over the phone? You did it online?
Somebody came to my door, and then they gave me paperwork, and I went online and did it.
Okay.
And it said $69.99 a month.
Yes. So
And
I
that's
do.
what the guy told me that was here too.
Yes. So that is, I do not see that the account was set up for paperless. I can do that for you right now. Sign it up, set it up for paperless billing, because right now it's not set up for paperless.
Okay. However, it was supposed to be it. They had said it was going to be $69.99. So I don't know. I think it was supposed to be paperless
Okay, so I'll let them
and
know.
automatic payments. So when did I switch to Archtop? What month was that? It was in the spring, right?
Let me double check. Your installation was in April.
So April. So that's like 8 or 9 months of an extra $10 a month. So I should actually be getting a credit.
Okay, so I can request to see you that I can request that credit for you. If
Yeah, because it should be $10 a month.
okay, so if the I can request that for you. If the account was set up by one of our door-to-door representatives, they should have done that paperless for you. But I will escalate that for you and call you back with an answer.
That'd be great.
All right, you and regarding the auto
Well,
pay, it
regarding the payment that's due, if you guys owe me a credit, which by all accounts I believe you do, I actually don't owe you a bill. You owe
Okay.
me money.
Okay, so
So I'll wait to hear from you.
okay, yes. And one thing also, because you have a credit card on file, not a checking or
I do.
savings account, the discount is not $10, it's $5 with the card. They should have explained to
Okay.
you. Yes,
How
they
is
should. Just,
no, they didn't tell me any difference. They just said it would be, they literally said it would be $69.99 a month.
okay. No, and I do believe you. I do believe you. I would have
Well,
to
yeah, no,
escalate
I
this.
mean, I even have the paperwork, so that's immaterial. But I have the paperwork that says $69.99 a month. I just haven't, like, I keep saying I'm gonna call, and I haven't done it. But since you're calling me for payment, I was like, now's the perfect time to just get this straightened out. I don't know about $5 a month or $10 a month, what the difference is between checking or the debit card that I'm using. If there's a difference, then I can change that up. All I know is I should be getting a credit for $10 a month for every month that I had the service because I was told $69.99 a month and I have the paperwork.
Okay, so I would escalate this information, call you back with information.
Much.
You're welcome. And in the meantime, if you want to update that information to the ACH account, to your checking or savings, so you can get the full 10 going forward, you can do that online on your own time, or we can help you change it.
Yeah, I mean, Sean, watch your drink there. Your drink. I can change it to my checking because that's just my debit card. It's coming out of my checking anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I can change to that. I can do that right now. But I was never told that I had to have it just listed as a checking account and not a debit card to get the $10, just so we're clear. I was never told that.
All right. No, and I understand. So let me escalate this for you. Do you want? So you want to change that information, banking account?
Yeah,
on your,
by your... Let me grab it. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
I'll put you on speaker while I look it up quick.
Okay. No worries.
Okay, so you want the routing number first?
Yes. 1 second. Let me get ready for that. Let me change it to... yes, routing number, please.
Okay. 02-10-00-322.
Thank you. That is for Bank of America.
Yes.
Okay. And the account number, please?
Is 4830-9572-9269.
Okay, thank you.
And so you can switch it to that, but like I said, by all accounts, according to my paperwork, and I didn't notice at first that it was $79.99 coming out instead of $69.99.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I did notice, I just didn't get around to, like, calling. But when I saw you guys were calling, I figured it was, you know, good time mm-hmm. to bring that up. So I am not going to make a payment this month. I'll wait to hear from you first before we have any money come out of my account, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes, you don't have another payment due until January 5th.
I should give you
a call back today by the end of day.
Perfect. Yep. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kimberly. Thank you for speaking with me today. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And speaking with you today later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.